You just got enough milk to last you through the day. And we take all the produce.
Well, because
we needed a cool storage at night.
Uh-huh.
We take the produce, the carrots and the turnips and the lettuce. I don't know whether tomatoes were included, but the greens and the stuff that would wilt and so forth. And we'd sprinkle them with water and put them in the refrigerator. We had a long refrigerator where we stored all the milk in. They had quite a milk and bread business there. And in the morning, it was all shaken out and made fresh for the next day's presentation. And of course, as I said, you'd trim the carrots, and you may have a carrot that was looking bad, well, you'd cut it up a bunch. Or turnips, you remember when the greens started wilting, you'd cut the greens off. So this went into the garbage. And I think one thing would lead to another. That's why I was saying maybe in my own small world this impressed me, because we had more of it around the store. Look at the garbage pickers, as I said. You know, there's another thing that I can remember that I think was real interesting. Keene's Laundry. Our present day Keene's Laundry had a fleet of electric trucks that went around Baton Rouge picking up the laundry and dry cleaning house to house.
Mm-hmm.
And there were storage batteries up and down the sides of it. But I can never forget how quiet they were. They'd sneak up on you on a bicycle and almost run over before you knew it. No noise.
What do you have in the road heater on the side of the street for you to walk on? You have
We had sidewalks. I can remember sidewalks here in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Now, in Mother and Dad's home, Garrable hometown, being a lumber town, they had one street that had a sidewalk, but it was boards. And it had a railing. Call the street, but I can remember it was about 2 blocks long. It had a board sidewalk.
Hmm. Now, down the middle of the street, they would have, say, what would divide two streets where, you know, would they have kind of a thing down the middle of two streets, a grass strip?
Oh, you mean the boulevard?
Yeah.
Well, we only had, let's see, we had Park Boulevard, which is as it was. Those trees were real small then.
Uh-huh.
The East Boulevard, the Nicholson Drive was built.
Boulevard was a...
That's a divided street. It was a divided street.
Okay.
But there wasn't many around.
Okay. What would run down the middle of that boulevard? You had a what?
A grass median.
Okay.
They'd plant trees and everything. It's like down Park. Oh, Cherokee was a boulevard also.
Yeah. You know what? Do you ever hear folks talk about a neutral ground?
Neutral ground, yeah. They call them neutral grounds. Of course, I was using median as of today language,
yeah.
But it was a neutral ground.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was a neutral zone where the cars couldn't hit you. That's what we ought to call them nowadays.
It goes fast. What about then in the house? You always had the water running, right? You get the water out of it.
We always had running water. Yes, I can never remember us not having running water in the house. No, I said out in the country we had the system where you had to haul your water in.
Okay. You just turn the water on.
That's right. In order for faucet, spigot.
Okay. Or outside. You hook a garden hose up to the...
Yeah.